Researchers from Florida Gulf Coast University have been trying to find how toxic algal blooms would interact with the human respiratory system. In late November, the group reported the toxic compound microcystin was reaching particle sizes that could reach into human lungs. Testing kits purchased with the help of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration revealed that a neurological toxin called BMAA was also present in air samples. FGCU marine professor Dr. Mike Parsons is a part of the research team and says there is data that shows, but also refutes, a link between BMAA and diseases like Parkinson's and ALS.
So it still is a questionable link between BMAA and these degenerative neurological diseases, so it does require more work.
Parsons said BMAA was present in samples of nasal blood and urine samples taken by the Florida Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Oceanic Institute earlier in the fall.
People are being exposed to it. Is it a real threat or not? And that's what we're not sure about.
Parsons says more research needs to be done before determining whether or not the neurotoxin can be labeled as a threat to humans. He hopes to collaborate with other institutions and health organizations in the future. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.